I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dance to the rhythm, it gets harder.
I had such a good weekend.
Oh, I had an all right weekend.
I know. I know. Ugh. I went out on a bird scooter and took a tour. Oh, well, good and bad.
What happened?
And very bad. Look at my knee.
What?
Oh, man, that's a story. We'll get there, though, because first I would like to talk about the very disappointing dinner that you had to celebrate the fact that you're on the show.
Oh my goodness. I was so excited. We were going to go to a fancy place. We had gift certificates that we've had for a while, and we go there.
Celebrate the fact that you are officially on the show.
Officially.
Chris, I'm down the hall. You are no longer down the hall, and I don't know how to change your name yet, but we will.
I am beyond. I am beyond Neptune. I am headed to Uranus, so we're going to see where that heads us.
Back to food.
Dinner. All right.
Yeah.
So we go to this fine dining restaurant, and it's in a language that's not English.
Okay.
I can't really read it. I can gotta
polo.
Yes.
And
yes.
Whatever the language is, I don't know.
Yeah. So we go there. We get appetizers and we get full course. We've got $100 of gift certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah. Eat like kings and queens.
Yes. So I ordered some. I asked the recommendation of the waiter. He's like, oh, the best thing. You want some of this double boned pork chops. I'm like, delicious. Let's get that.
Yes.
My brother gets some thing as well.
No.
Me, my wife, my brother. We get that. We get drinks. Non-alcoholic,
of course. Right, yes.
And then we get dessert. I never get dessert because I don't like paying $9 for a little piece of cake.
Oh, my God. But yes, I know.
I get dessert. My wife gets dessert. And then we go to pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm trying to figure out what it's going to be and the tip and everything, my wife is just looking at me. I'm like, what? She's like, these gift certificates expired last week.
How do you know that? Were they just printed and they had the date on them?
There was a tiny little thing that said March 31st, 2019. And we've had these for like 6 months. I didn't even realize there was an expiration date. I thought it was just a kind of a non-expired.
Right.
So as I'm trying to figure it out, like, we spent $150 of my hard-earned money that I don't make much in the radio, and I had to spend it on a subpar meal, pork chops that were dry as a bone.
You mentioned an old lady's you-know-what at one point when you were sending me pictures of it.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean pictures of his dinner. Oh, my God.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Well, I'm sorry that your weekend was they could not use the expired coupons.
No, I politely asked, like, hey, anything you can make an exception? You know, I didn't realize they expired. He's like, no, we can't.
Like, why can't you?
Right? Why can't you make an exception? It's a 1 week thing.
I thought the customer was always right.
I guess not.
No, not if they bring in expired things. Okay, well, that makes me feel really bad because I kind of had a really good weekend.
I'm excited for that.
It started out on Saturday evening with couples massage.
Ooh.
Which we're gonna get into tomorrow because I got 1,000 questions about what I've never done a couples massage before.
Mm-hmm. That's where you're both getting the massages at the same time.
Yeah, never done that before. Got a lot of questions on what is appropriate and what is inappropriate because I've been to a regular masseuse many times, and we're gonna talk about that tomorrow. That's on the list. I need to hear what Stacey Moody and Dustin have to say about this. But anytime I get a massage, that night I sleep like 14 hours, just like forever. And I wake up feeling great. So yesterday was so beautiful that I was like, my girlfriend slept over and I was like, let's bird scooter.
Ooh.
Just do a tour of Kansas City. She hadn't particularly been on one for like a long ride. And I was like, let's do it. Let's go. So we did. And we bird scootered all the way down to Town Topic.
Okay.
And I finally, let's talk about the fact that I've been to Town Topic once before. It was when I was so drunk, so drunk that when I walked in, it felt like a brand new place. I had never been there before. I don't remember it the way that it looked.
Mm-hmm.
Now
it's
that I was sober.
Yeah,
it's very small.
Very small.
It's very small. And then there was the out back there was the trash bin that I would not pee behind the last time that I was there. I saw it and I was like, traumatic.
That's the one you didn't do, so you didn't do it this time.
No, I didn't do it this time. I used the restroom.
Oh, good, good, good.
But that was so fun. And then we went there and we ate the amazing food.
Oh, it's so good.
No, we didn't get milkshakes, but I didn't even need it. The burger was so good. And my girlfriend was filming me, and I was like, girl, if you don't stop filming, I'm going to eat your burger too, because I'm almost done with mine. It's so good there.
Did you get a single, double, or a triple?
I got a double. They talked me into a double, which was just the perfect amount. Mm-hmm. The perfect amount. And then when I was leaving, there were this really cute couple that had just been at the anti-abortion protest, mm-hmm. and they listened to the buzz, so they're like, hi, Jordan. But I started to walk out, and they my girlfriend overheard them talking, and I was like, no, just say hi. Please just say hi. Please just say hi. Apparently, they said something like, go talk to her. Oh, she's not going to want to be bothered. Always bother me. I'm so excited to meet you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Like, literally roll under the toilet, under the bathroom stall, like a mechanic on that thing that they roll.
Are you saying that if somebody notices your shoes in a bathroom stall, that they can just pop their head under and be like, hey, Jordan!
Yes! No, I never want to not talk to the Buzz family.
Sweet.
That's it. But then, oh God, right after that, our bellies are full of Town mm-hmm. Topic. We see two scooters that have a lot of power left on them over at Cafe Gratitude. We hop on those, and then...
Then what?
Something bad happens.
What?
Something bad happens.
What?
I'll tell you after this incredibly appropriate song.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Hello, The Buzz.
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah, what's up?
The little mechanic thing that they've scoot around on?
Uh-huh.
That thing's called a creeper.
It's called a creeper?
Creeper?
Oh my God. That changes everything to me. What's your name, my friend?
Kyle, I'm a 6 a.m.er.
All right, Kyle, 6 a.m.er. What, do you want to hear a song or anything?
I'm listening to the 21 Pilots. It's good enough for me.
Okay, cool. Kyle, you have a great day, man. Call anytime. Good to talk to you. Bye. Chris, I didn't know that. That's amazing. So, yeah, somebody with a creeper. Just creep underneath the toilet. The stall.
Sweet. Says,
hello, hey, it's Jordan. Hi. Wow, I'll come out and say hi. Like, seriously, it makes me sad if people think that I'm not approachable, because that is the exact opposite.
You're the most approachable person I've ever met.
I hope so. And I remember people, too, so.
You do.
Okay, so. Cafe Gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Hop on the scooter. And then we're going over the Southwest Trafficway Bridge.
The 7th Street area?
Yes, it's tan and it's going like up.
Yeah.
And there is this amazing little area where it's probably a walkway, but you know, we were doing the riding on the walkway because no one was there. And for the first time, I'm ahead of my girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I let her go forward because, okay, maybe I weigh a little bit more than her. By a little, I mean a lot. And mine was slower going up hills, obviously. Whatever. Don't judge me. Then... So I went first, and I turned around to see her.
Uh-oh. Can't do that.
Yeah, because I turned my head, but I turned my wheels.
Yep.
And shpoom, right into the side. Wow.
That was a nice little effect there.
Wow. I wonder if the Buzz family heard all that. That is still making noise. Boom. I like right into the guardrail, basically. And then, you know, the best part is... I have no ACL in my knee. That's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no ACL. So, like, it snapped. The sound was like, you know, bubble wrap?
Yeah.
Okay. You know when you just grab a bubble wrap thingy and, twist it until it goes... Blah, blah, blah. That's the sound that it made.
I thought you told me not to do that thing with the mouth. You just did that.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah.
It made my knee! My knee!
Your knee made that noise.
And I'm like, I'm laying there and then I look up and my girlfriend's videoing it.
Jerk. Not offering concern or asking if you're safe.
No, and I'm like almost crying. Here's a picture of me on the ground. I'll put it on my Instagram.
Your knee looks like it's between those two concrete. Is that where it hit?
No, it hit up on the side.
Okay.
Up on the side. And then the bird scooter fell, and I'm sitting there in like all this pain, and the bird scooter's going like, bah! 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 It's like making the sound like it knew that it was just an accident. And I'm like, shut up. So I pick it up, and I put it up, and then it falls down again, and 2 seconds later, it's like, bah! But like a little alarm is going on.
Oh my goodness.
But I kept going.
They didn't stop you from riding the bird scooter?
It did not, even though it hurt. It hurt a lot.
Mm.
But, you know, all you got to do is stand on those things and hit go. So then we decided to take the bird scooters to Woody's.
Mm-hmm.
And had a really good time at Woody's. I had a couple drinks, and we came home. Then we went, we ordered pizza, and weird things happened to me. So I'm laying on the couch, like all with ice and stuff on my knee, and then our pizza comes, and the pizza delivery driver wants to freestyle rap for us.
Wait, what?
I swear.
He's just all like, hey, can I have freestyle rap for you?
Yes, he's like, nice house, can I freestyle rap for you? Because they looked in the door, and I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Let me just hobble over to you. He was actually really good.
Was he?
Yeah. And he was one of those, his philosophy, when I asked him about it, he goes, you know, I really want to do this for the rest of my life, and I just have to get over my fear and rap in front of everyone. And I was like, oh my God, you're really cool.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I wonder if he asks everybody if I can just rap for you.
Maybe. Well, way to make me not feel special. But then we ended the day making a Golden Girls puzzle.
I saw that photo. It looks amazing. How many pieces?
300. It was it was child's play. and then we watched Titanic.
Again, amazing. What a great night.
You know, the sad part is I'm sitting there holding my girlfriend, and we're watching Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
All I could think about was you.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
There was a protest going on yesterday over at J.C. Nichols Memorial Fountain. I've been there for a couple protests since I've been here in Kansas City. It was the abortion bill march. It was. We just found out that a woman decided to do it on Thursday and thought that about 20 people would show up. And according to the police, we have 1,500. According to Fox 4, there were about 4,000 people there. So somewhere in the middle of that is how many people were there. Not a single instance of violence.
That's incredible.
Which is beautiful. Always beautiful. But I'm taking a look at these signs, man. The signs always are so good. People are so creative, and especially when it comes to a cause.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of coat hangers on some of these signs that people... Mm-hmm. Coat hangers are for clothes. Keep abortion safe and legal. And then, of course, the imagery of the women from Handmaid's Tale. Have you ever watched Handmaid's Tale?
I've seen the first season.
If you are feeling very passionate about what's going on right now and you have not seen Handmaid's Tale, there is a reason that these people are dressing up as the handmaids in Handmaid's Tale. And Hulu, go check it out. It's going to add fuel to your fire, for sure. I saw a sign right here. Says, just keep on rowing. Roe versus Wade. Sugar and spice and reproductive rights. Everyone's so clever. Keep your rosaries off her ovaries.
Mm.
I saw that one a couple times. Girls just want to have fun. Demental rights. And these are little kids.
I like that one.
Little kids. If you cut off my reproductive rights, may I cut off yours?
Ooh.
If my uterus shot bullets, would you stop regulating it?
Boom.
I did see one that was like, how did we get this banned before guns? You know, what's this one? We are not overreacting. See the puns. Everyone's so clever. I'm so bad with puns. But yeah, if you want to check out any of these, there was a lot of people there yesterday doing great work. J.C. Nichols Memorial Fountain is the tag on Instagram, and you can check out what everybody's doing, and we'll keep you updated on what to do next. Not exactly sure yet. Well, I'll hit the books, and we'll find out right now.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Today, we got some stuff coming up at 7:30. Already picking some stories to do. The news seemed very light this week. I mean, the problem is, if I see shooting, if I see death, I see, you know, murder, this is gone. Like, I just don't, I breeze past that because
I just
can't. We
want some good stories.
Yeah, so I'm looking for some stuff that will be not that to give to the Buzz family as they're driving to work. So, got the news coming up at 7:10. But then,
what?
At 7:30, we're going to play a new Yes You Are song, local group Yes You Are. It's called In the Summertime. And then after that, about 7:40, it's Mad Lib Monday.
Oh, man. It's an action-packed morning.
It is. Are you awake enough for this?
I'm trying to be.
I know. It's one of those days where I can't really wake up.
I know. And I slept so much this weekend.
I know. Same here. And is it weird that I was thinking about you when I was holding my girlfriend and we were watching Titanic?
No. I actually appreciate that.
Of course. Yeah. I was like, Chris knows this part.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
The only thing that I think of when I hear this story is that South Park guy that goes, drugs are bad and gay.
Thursday, Kansas City, Kansas Police Chief Terry Ziegler tweeted a warning, drug users beware. It wasn't a joke. According to the chief, 7 people died from overdoses of cocaine, possibly laced with fentanyl, in a 10-hour period on Thursday.
The coke is bad. Don't do the coke. Don't do the local coke. It is bad. Fentanyl, no. It's 50 times more potent than morphine.
That's horrible.
It's fentanyl.
Now's about the time people normally head home from cocaine parties.
Yeah, isn't it annoying when you go to those and then the sun comes up and you're just like, I don't know what that's like. I saw that on a movie. I saw that on a movie. Chris, did you go to college?
I did go to college.
How much were your student loans?
Oh boy, lots.
How long did it take to pay off?
Currently still paying them off.
Okay, well, in Morehouse University, the students graduated a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. And the person that was doing the speech decided to also do this.
We're going to put a little fuel in your bus.
Did he give him the cocaine?
No! God, just keep listening.
Now, I've got the alumni over there, and this is a challenge to you, alumni. And my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
It sounds like they didn't fully comprehend it. There wasn't like, you expect to see a full-on cheer right away, but then it's just a...
Well, because they're probably all just in shock. Dude, I think I owed like $10,000 in student loans, and I just paid it off last year. Seriously. And I felt so proud. And it was like 10 grand and that was mm-hmm. it.
How many years did it take you to pay that off?
Almost 20. I know. A lot of deferment. A lot of deferment. Deferment can be your best friend. So, did you ever watch this show?
What the hell is that?
That was the intro to Glee. I don't remember them ever having an intro.
They had a small, short one.
Yeah, that was it. The show just celebrated its 10-year first time that it was on. Its premiere was 10 years ago this
what?
Past weekend.
What? Yeah. Holy crap, do I feel old.
Yeah, well, I never liked that show, and I'll tell you why. Because I should like that show, because they always played pop music and like mm-hmm. things that were very current with the time. But I just don't understand why, when you open your mouth on that show, you have reverb and auto-tune. It just sounded so fake and plastic anytime that they would open their mouth to sing.
It was a little too perfect.
Taylor Swift is a little too perfect. Mm. That show sucks. What do you got, Chris?
Some more Florida news.
Okay.
A Pensacola man accused of exposing his genitalias.
His we have more than one? More than
his
one.
Genitals to women while riding a Walmart scooter. A store patron told police she'd been shopping in the apparel and accessories department.
Great
turned
place.
Down the sunglasses aisle and she heard a man say, hey. The woman turned around and saw this guy sitting on one of the store's motorized scooters with his genitals exposed. She told him to leave. But he didn't. He just slowly scooted towards her. And then when she tried to manage to get away, he kept just slowly scootering towards her, following her, and she had to go get management.
Did you ever hear that local story? I think it was in like Topeka, where a guy went into a Home Depot bathroom and he got arrested because of what comes out of his mouth. But he's like, yo, you guys need to get out of here because I'm about to blow this up.
I believe I remember hearing that.
That's
not something you can say.
I don't know why, but that's exactly like, I don't know why that story brought me there, but it did.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
You've got a good ear, Chris, because I did not know that this was a cover.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard this old, it seemed like the structure of the song was an old school rock and roll song. Like, do 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 do. Yeah, exactly. But you found what they were covering. Hold on, take a listen to this. It's Mungo Jerry in the Summertime from the 70s.
In the summertime, when the weather is high, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Okay, he does mention having a drink and driving. I don't know why I said it with an accent like that. But Kiana from Yes You Are heard this song and decided to do their own version of it. which includes synths and drum beats and stuff, and I guess they're playing it at all of their shows. It was premiered on Homegrown last night, and I think we need to let the JSAF audience take a listen and let us know how they feel. Text us into 96500. It's Yes, You Are in the Summertime.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Those are our buddies.
Hmm.
Yes, You Are. Yes, You Are is the name of the band, which you know because they're here from Kansas City. And that song is called In the Summertime. It was a cover of a Mungo Jerry song, In the Summertime, came out in the 1970s. Definitely has that updated feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the 70s song was like you would expect. Like a cool little jam, acoustic guitar-y kind of thing. They're blowing into a bottle in the music video for that, but I don't hear what sound that makes.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Hmm. Hmm.
But it looks like the Buzz family, of course,
they're
loves
digging
this.
It.
What are some of the texts that you're reading?
I absolutely adore Yes, You Are. They're an awesome local group and super great people. Love this. Definitely a summer night cruising song. Sounds like an intro to a movie. Keep waiting for the transition into the original.
I love it. Feels like we should be twirling in a field of daisies at Powell Gardens.
Aw.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Wonderful.
Hell yeah. Maybe that's the name of Yes, You Are's new album. I don't know. It just feels like it would work, right? Yes, you are. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I know Kiana's listening right now anyway, so I'm just saying that. But yes, if you want to check them out, Yes, You Are is their name, and you can find them on social media in your soul because they're local and we already know them and we already love them. That was Yes, You Are with In the Summertime, Discovery of the Day.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Moving right along, it is Mad Lib Monday.
I'm so excited for that.
I know. The Buzz family really gross me out. Really gross me out. They're very creative when it comes to nastiness, but also sometimes they hit them and they are.
We already have Moist coming in
already?
On the text line.
They knew? God, come on. Okay, so the way that this works is pulled one out of the book. This one is called Medical Questions and Answers.
Ooh.
This is basically two people have to play the parts. So
we're
going to play different parts and read from this Mad Lib about medical questions and answers. Looks like we need a lot of nouns for this Mad Lib. So let them know what a noun is.
A noun is the name of something such as a person, place, thing, possibly idea.
Possibly idea.
Possibly idea. I'm not certain if we'll accept an idea as a noun. But
if it fits or if it's creative enough, we'll see. Yeah. Can you give us some examples of nouns?
I sure can. Coal, dog, car, home.
Wow, these are boring. These are boring.
Aglet.
What is that?
It is a metal or plastic sheath over the end of a shoelace or ribbon. So those
Damn.
Little plastic things yeah. on the are aglets.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought that would have something to do with Game of Thrones. Okay, so text us in nouns because we are going to do Mad Lib Monday, and we need your nouns. 96500 is the number here.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
For Mad Lib Monday, somebody texted in communist, and then they felt like they had to reply with, I'm not calling you a communist, that was just the noun that I wanted to use for Mad Lib Monday. So, okay, we've got our nouns, but there's actually a lot of adjectives that we need as well for this Mad Lib Monday. What's an adjective?
An adjective would be a descriptive word that can modify the noun, such as...
That's too complicated. Describes something or somebody. Lumpy, soft, ugly, messy. Describes something or somebody. That is what we need adjectives for. And we will do this Mad Lib coming up in just a couple bits, but text us your adjectives right now. 96500.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
Everybody needs to wake up.
It's a Monday morning.
It is one of those days where it's just not really happening. Kat, I'm going to need you to run to this microphone over here. Please, 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 please. So, that was the sound of Kat hitting her head. Oh my God, did you really fall? Okay. So, that is my cue. I should have had this figured out earlier. It is Mad Lib Monday. Mondays, we're all going to get through them together. Might as well have the Buzz family contribute to, because they're so funny, contribute to our Mad Libs. So, Kat picked this one out. It involves two parts. So,
yeah.
We're going to have you, Kat, read the patient. Okay.
Fair.
And then Chris from here now, not from here. Down the hall. You're from here because it's your first official day on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. You're going to be the doctor.
I'll be the doctor.
What is the name of this Mad Lib?
Medical questions and answers.
All right. So if this offends you in any way, shape, or form, it is because of the Buzz family. Don't blame us. We just blame you.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready.
The patient is to be played by Mickey Mouse, and the doctor is to be played by Gus from Alt-J.
Yeah. Which is who you look like, by the way.
Like a uncanny.
Yes. Google it. It's exactly what Chris looks like.
I'm going to do that when we're done here, but doctor... Whenever I stand up, I get a flamboyant pain in my ham salad. Is that serious?
It sounds like you have an inflammation of your traffic cone. You need an anti-George Clooney shot.
Doctor, I'm thinking of having my communist removed. Is this a stinky operation?
No. The operation is quite shameful. Provided that you have flappy kidneys.
Hopefully.
Well, I do. What are the symptoms of an... This is really important. What are the symptoms of an overactive screwdriver?
High phlegm pressure. Also, severe blow-up dolls on the abdomen.
Whoa, who knew that happened?
Doctor, is it possible for a 50-year-old man to have a taint attack?
Only if he doesn't watch his anaconda and eats too much low-hanging fruit.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz. Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
What are some of the nicknames for cocaine? White, yay, blow, of course.
We've got flake, candy, cola.
Snow.
Tooth.
Mm.
Base, powder, dust.
All of that is very bad in KCK. I mean, it's very bad for you.
But what's worse here?
It's real bad in KCK because they are mixing it with fentanyl.
7 people died from overdoses of cocaine, possibly laced with fentanyl, in a 10-hour period on Thursday.
One of my roommates was a weed dealer. We were at this bar, and she gets a text that says, "Do you have any Tina?"
Mm.
And so we looked up Tina, and it was crystal meth. Crystal meth. And she was like, I am just a weed dealer, a little old weed dealer. I do not sell crystal meth. This is a story that you've been working on. I've got audio for it.
Police say this woman pretended to be a sheriff to get her boyfriend out of jail.
Huh.
It took authorities 2 days before they realized they had been tricked.
Wait a minute. How?
So he tells her to tell the California officials that they're having issues with overcrowding and all low-priority extraditions have been suspended. So she made fake papers, gave them to the jailers. They thought they were legit, let them free.
Where did this happen?
Ventura.
Ventura, my God, County. My cousin lives out there!
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
Well, Chris from down the hall, you are now a permanent addition to the JSAF, Jordan Silver and Friends morning show.
I cannot believe it. I am beyond excited.
So thankful for you to be here.
I'm thankful for you having me.
You're
here.
My hire.
Aww.
I hired you.
You did. I came down here and said, hello, Jordan, because you were new. And from the moment that we locked eyes, we knew something special was going on.
When I heard that you worked in a funeral home. But then it really was the moment. And I know I've told this story 1,000 times, but here's 1,001.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the bathroom and you kind of followed me to the door of the bathroom.
I was kind of waiting in the water fountain area.
And I was like, this guy's going to be gone when I come back, right?
Nope.
And then I opened the door. There was your beautiful face. And
right
I
there.
Was like, what is this guy?
Hey.
What is he about? Who is he? I love him. I feel like I've met like a long lost family member.
Mm.
What I love about you is that, you know, we text all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice to have that kind of relationship with somebody that you're working with, especially so closely.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm super proud of you for everything that you've done to get to this point. And
Jordan, you're
going
to make me cry.
No, don't cry. What makes you cry?
Weird things and a lot of things. And I can be strong for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And some things can happen. And immediately, tears will start flowing. Like it.
Do you have any examples off the top of your head? Something that makes you cry.
I try to watch the Armageddon movie without crying, but every single time at the end, I can't not.
I feel you.
Just when she's talking to her, any sort of like family thing, long lost thing, and it's
It touches my soul.
Ooh, we have to dig deeper into that at some point.
Yeah.
But you're no longer Chris from down the hall.
No! I'm Chris from in this chair.
Yeah. Chris the producer.
Yeah.
Chris the producer. Mm. That's what you do. You produce.
I produce and you, show.
You also got a bun in the oven, so you're also that kind of producer.
Yeah. I'm producing human life.
Please stop doing that motion with your pelvic area while I... that's the Elvis.
Okay.
Please. Okay, yeah. Can you just produce with your hands?
Sideways.
Sideways? Ugh. Should I tell them?
I'll just put my hands on here so I don't move. I move and fandangle a lot when I talk.
You really do. Also, you don't know how to leave parts of a text message out when you're
sending
them.
One big block of text. I didn't want to copy part of it and send it and copy the next. I just send you all of it and it just happened to have some information between some information.
Can I tell them?
Sure.
Buzz family. This guy. His wife texted him something about the show, which was beautiful and, mm-hmm. and wonderful. And then she had something else to say about the show, which is beautiful and wonderful. But in between there, there was.
I believe the exact wording.
Okay, good. Yeah, will you find it?
We'll need to get that. But I believe it was, I enjoyed your body.
Yeah. Last night.
Whoops. Also, I totally enjoyed you and your body. Last night. Kiss,
yeah.
Kiss.
Yeah, there's that. It's like, I think you're doing a really good job. I'm proud of you, blah, 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 blah. Also, I enjoyed your body. I think the show is doing really well. This is all one text, not three texts. It was all one. And I was like, he screenshot it to me to send it to me because he's proud and I'm proud to have
him. Look at what my wife said.
And then I'm like, you could leave out the you did it last night kind of thing. No, yes.
Yeah, we've got a happy marriage.
I know. I'm very proud of you for that. So I have this game. It's to get to know people better, and I feel like you need to play it.
Let's try.
It's called The Hot Seat, and we'll get to some hot seat questions, which these aren't like, what's your favorite color and what makes you cry? It's pretty
some deep.
Yeah. Good. Let's get to know you better right after Sir Sly.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
We are getting to know Chris the producer better today.
Yep.
Because today is your first official day
as
my
diving
producer.
Deep. I'm so excited.
Yes.
I've said this before. I'm beyond.
I love how you say that and then just give me this look. I'm beyond.
I'm beyond.
Oh, my gosh. You sound like a lot of my friends that use descriptive words to describe things. Okay. All right. Well, so this game, I picked it up on Amazon at some point. It's called Hot Seat, and it has questions that are just a little bit deeper than simple ones. Like, what's your favorite color?
Boring.
First movie you saw in theaters. Favorite tape that you had.
Boring. Those,
totally. So here we go with Hot Seat. We're putting Chris, the producer, ooh, formerly known as Chris from down the hall, in the hot seat. Okay, ready?
What? Yes.
What non-sexual thing do I find really arousing?
Ooh. I find anyone, actually, a woman who knows any sort of history.
What kind of history?
Any architectural or like kind of event history or like...
Any kind of history?
Any kind of history or like... industrial history, like the Golden Age.
Okay.
If you can spot off some facts about the Gilded Age. Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nerd. That's okay for me. Yeah. My answer is literally estate sales and yard sales.
Love those.
Like, boom. That's exactly what happens. Oh my God, look at that yard sale. Boom. What is something about me that would surprise my grandmother?
Ooh.
Chris the producer.
Mm-hmm.
What is something about me that would surprise my grandmother?
Let's see. She's not listening right now. What would...
Is that because she's... Is she alive still?
She's alive.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
She's up in northern Iowa.
Okay.
She is probably helping some old lady go to their doctor's appointments.
Saint.
They do that.
What saintly thing... What is something that you would surprise your saintly grandmother if she knew?
My trips to Colorado?
Mm-hmm. Finish the sentence.
So we go camping in Colorado, mm-hmm. and then we enjoy the Colorado herb.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying. What are you saying?
Colorado specialty plants that I will partake when I go to Colorado up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah, she might be surprised at that.
But everybody's surprised because I still don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
Cannabis.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Not Tina.
No, not Tina at all. No, never Tina. Okay, Chris, the producer, mm-hmm. formerly known as Chris from down the hall, you are in the hot seat. Believe it or not, I've seen blank naked?
Where'd you just go in your head? I was going to say my father, but everyone's seen their mother and father naked, right? That's not new.
We're going to continue after whatever happens after this.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Did you ever do karate?
Karate?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, I did. I did. My brother used a karate move to kick me in one of my eyes real hard. It was my fault. Okay, I got to We were sledding in Maine, and I went on the sled twice, even though I shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
It was one time, one person, move on. Mm. And I went twice, and my brother went down right on my eye. And so now one of my eyes is lower than the other. Literally, that's...
I can slightly see that.
I know. It's a real shame. So the reason that I'm bringing that up is not to dig into my past, but because I feel like as you were originally Chris from down the hall, mm-hmm. and now you are Chris the producer.
Yes.
It's like you got a new karate belt.
Ooh, like so like from purple to black or something.
Well, I thought white was the beginning. I thought so. It wasn't the karate that we did. I think it was white and then yellow. Kempo karate was what we did. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. I stopped at blue because mm-hmm. it's a pretty color.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then my eye was like falling out of my socket. But enough about me. I would like to get to know you a little bit better because you're a staple. You are here
with me.
That's now how it's going to go. So Chris from down the hall, let's ask from the hot seat, what have you given up on?
Besides life?
You have not given up on life. You just gave life to your wife with another baby.
Let's see. Yeah. I don't drink at the moment, but I haven't like given it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know if there's anything in life
that
I've given up except trying to win arguments online with strangers.
Oh.
Because that's pointless and futile.
Really.
It doesn't help anything. It doesn't change their mind. It just makes my brain flow with blood and just stop.
Yes, they can always find something wrong with it.
Yeah.
No matter. Then they start getting you for stuff you didn't do, and then that's the best.
Yeah.
You know what you didn't do? That was what made me mad. Oh, my God. Okay, what is the weirdest pet name a partner of mine has had for me?
Well, someone in my past has called... my member.
Oh my God!
Lurch.
Why?
The big guy from Adam's Family.
Why? Wow! There's a lot I don't know about you. Moving on.
Yeah, next one, please.
It's funny. I would just like to change this around. The question says, "What is something on the internet I wish I'd never seen?" I originally read it in my head as, "What is something that I wish I'd never heard?" Just your Lurch thing. What is something on the internet that you wish you had never seen?
Okay, this would have been back in like 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was on the original Snopes website.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a picture of a woman's breast. And it had one of those, I'm not sure what the flower is, but it's the flower thing that has like those holes in it. And somebody photoshopped that flower into like the areola area. So it looked like there was flesh holes in that breast of the woman. So now if you look up trypophobia, I believe it is.
Yeah, you showed me that.
I cannot stand it to look at that. Show me. Don't try to fool me like, oh, hey, look at that. Don't do it.
Your head just showed me. You screamed. That was real screaming.
Don't.
You had me look up something, and it's, I don't see a problem with it.
I can't even think about thinking about it.
What is it called again?
Trypophobia.
Okay. Fear of holes.
Holes, and especially in skin and bodies, and it. We need to move on.
Okay, moving on. What has made me? All right, yeah, we'll move on from that. What has made me question my sexuality?
Ooh. Well, I do have a man crush. Do you want to know who that is?
More than I want my next 5 minutes of air. Who's your man crush?
Can you guess?
Is it Snow Cone? Mine too.
No.
Oh, okay, good.
Not sure how this person got to this level, but they seem to be the aura of what I want to be. And maybe that's part of the reason.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is going to make you go, oh, that's totally understandable or wasn't expecting that.
You know what? Screw me and my judgment. Screw everybody and their judgment that's listening. If this is somebody that made you question your sexuality as a heterosexual male, I want to know. We want to know who the hell it is.
Well, it's weird for me to say this, but this person is beautiful. And I normally don't say that about a man.
Right. This man is beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, tell me more. Tell me more.
And it's just the smile and
oh
the hair.
Oh, my God. Who is it? Sorry.
Harry Styles.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm with you
just,
on that.
I don't know. I wish I was him.
Would you kiss him?
I don't know.
I think.
Maybe if he leaned in, I'd maybe resist a little bit.
But then you would just let Harry Styles kiss you.
And then I'd just see what happened.
Wow. I am so proud of you for sharing that. That is like, that is deep. Wow. No, he's a very good looking man. I could totally see.
The suits that he wears and his voice and it's, yeah.
Wow. Harry Styles is your guy.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. What do I regret not doing in high school?
Probably, I don't know. I could say like paying attention, but I did all right in school.
Yeah.
I wish I went out for football in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you play football?
Probably not,
okay.
But I can run fast.
Okay.
And if I can learn, I can't catch the ball. But I can.
I think you're kind of out of it.
Well, the person who they throw the ball to
has to catch.
And they have to catch it. But the person who goes after the person who they throw the ball and tackle them, I can run fast and I can tackle somebody that's got the ball. I think it's called the cornerback.
Cornerback.
I think I would have been an amazing cornerback.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. I think you can still relive these dreams. I think there's probably a football league here, like a flag football or something.
My knee and arm and elbow are out of shape right now.
You're telling me. You're telling me I might have to have surgery because I just fell off a bird this weekend. God. All right. Oh, so my last question before we take it off.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean your pants. No, tomorrow, I'm so excited. We're going to have the dream team here. Stacey.
Yes.
Dustin
in the wind.
You and me. And we're actually going to play. We're going to make a game of this for the listeners to be able to win tickets.
Ooh, fun.
I'll explain it later. I'll explain it tomorrow. But it's going to be a fun game. We'll do it for like an hour or something like that. It'll be great. We'll give out a lot of tickets. That's coming up tomorrow. But last question that I have here for Hot Seat before we hand it over to Jeremy, who's doing 90s at 9. What did my last text message say, Chris, the producer?
To me or one that I sent?
I don't care.
Well,
I get what. Yeah, that's a good. There's a blurry little line
right?
there. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
The last text message was from my wife.
Okay.
And I was talking to her and then she responded and then she said, I want to make sweet.
Oh, my God. Really? What? You guys just dirty text each other all the time?
That's how we wake up in the morning when we're not with each other.
What? Dirty text?
Dirty text.
I'm learning so much about you, Chris, the producer.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.